Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
I feel like Superman. They gon' remember me. I think I know I can. Who says it's hard to reach? Who's gonna stop me on the road to success? I don't know. They try to break me down, but I'm still on my feet. This city's full of lies, so why is it hard to breathe? Oh, why did God create this world so unfair? I feel like I can't run, I can't crawl. And sometimes I feel like I ain't nothing at all. Life is a journey where you stumble and fall. But I'm okay when I lie down in your arms.
Into the most powerful show for truth anywhere on the face of planet Earth, you're tuned into the voice of an entire nation. Welcome to the Star and Crescent Report. As always, we open up in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is none other than Master Farad Muhammad, the Almighty, All-Wise, True and Living God, Allah, in person. And we forever give praise and thanks to our Savior, Redeemer, and Deliverer for coming in our midst and raising up and leaving one amongst us who is deemed to be the S-U-N of righteousness with healing in his wings. He is the last and the greatest of the apostles, prophets, and messengers of God to ever live. We speak about none other than our leader, teacher, and guide for these final days of judgment, the most holy and humble, Elijah Muhammad. And we greet all of our listening and viewing audiences with the greetings of peace, love, and paradise in the original language of Arabic, which means peace be unto you. We say to you all in both their names of love, As-salamu alaykum. For those of you who may wish to participate in our discussion today, you're welcome to call in at 347-989-0855. That's 347-989-0855. Or you can hit us up with a message at Hiram1555@yahoo.com. That's Hiram1555@yahoo.com. As always, we'd like to thank you for giving us another hour of your day and another day of your time. We'd like to thank the thousands of you who listen live from around the globe and the thousands of you who will download us later from all of our affiliate sites, be it Hiram1555.tumblr.com, Twitter.com/Hiram1555, Facebook.com/Hiram1555, BlogTalkRadio.com/Hiram1555, and our main news blog, which is formerly TrumpetOfTruth.wordpress.com, and also SalaamJournal.com and SalaamJournal.org, which is now the Hiram1555 blog at Hiram1555.com. Again, my beloved family, I send to you all, assalamu alaikum. And again, I'd like to give a shout out for all of those who donated this month to help maintain the Hiram1555 blog and the Star and Crescent Report. Brother Gerald X, Sister Tangela X, Brother Amir, Brother Michael X, our brother Mikhail Shabazz, and we'd like to thank you. And for those of you who are not able to give money, if you have things like articles, you can email them and we can put them on the website or whatever. Anything to get you involved in the liberation and salvation of 68 million of your own kind. If you're interested in writing, you can email me at Hiram1555@yahoo.com, and we can get you probably on the Hiram1555 blog to let the world know your voice, okay? All praise is due to Allah. And this is part two of The Smell of War and Destruction. Black man and black woman, as the show was coming on, I was picking up mine. Our Savior has arrived. And it's ironic how it opened back up to one of the chapters that we were talking about on the last show, The Friendship of Allah. And as I was scanning the book, the second page in the chapter, page 149, but we'll start on 148, though, because it goes into 149. It is not long. Just bear with me. This is how it reads. It says, within the scope of 400 years, we have not had a friend here in America. If the white man says that we are from the jungles of America, then we say the reptiles, the beasts, and the other wildlife of the jungle are better friends to us than the civilized white slave makers. Now, to have the supreme being as our friend and to have him befriend us, we could not hope for a better friend. He is worth all other friends combined. Concerning faith in Allah, God, the Bible teaches you and me that Allah met Abraham, and upon submission, he was able to get the honor of being the friend of God because Abraham submitted to the will of Allah. This is what I've been talking about on the show, submission to Allah by submitting to his messenger. And you don't have to worry about all of the other stuff, all of the plans, all of the callous meetings that they have in closed doors behind you. If you got God behind you, it does not matter who stands in front of you. Listen, he says, the history of Abraham, and this is something that I'm trying to get to you, listen closely. The history of Abraham is the history of all of the righteous who submit to do the will of Allah. They are successful, no matter what the plans or the plots may be against you. If you submit to the will of Allah, no weapon, word, or action taken, spoken, or formed against you will ever prosper. I will bear witness to this. I'm a living example of it. This is what he goes on and says. From Noah to Muhammad, the righteous have triumphed over their enemies. We, the black man in America, are so foolish that we want to take an open enemy to be our friends instead of Allah himself. This is talking to those, and this is no knock, but this is talking to those who are embracing this devil. Whether you embrace him in outright Christianity or you embrace him into one of his branches like Scientology. He says, we, the black man in America, are so foolish. Foolish. Well, I tell you what. That we want to take an open enemy to be our friend instead of Allah himself. Have you noticed when you encounter so-called followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad who are ministers? And we're going to tie all this into the subject of the show, okay? We're going to tie it into the subject of the show. You just give us time, the smell of war and destruction, because remember, this is not just a physical war. This is an economic war. This is a cultural war. This is a theological war. And this is a spiritual war. Therefore, we must address all of these issues that you may prepare yourself and gird your loins with the full breastplate and armament of Almighty God Allah, that you may be successful. Okay? Black man, black woman, have patience with your brother, because I don't like to have do things. Okay? But listen to what he says. He says, we, the black man in America, are so foolish that we want to take an open enemy to be our friend instead of Allah himself. Now, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word foolish means having or showing a lack of good sense or judgment, lacking in sense, judgment, or discretion, ridiculous, absurd, marked by a loss of composure. See, when you see these leaders embracing your open enemy, they are lacking sense, judgment, or discretion. They are fully manifesting themselves to be absurd and ridiculous. And they have been marked by the loss of composure, according to the dictionary. Right? But this is the dictionary. Don't get mad at Rashid Muhammad. Get mad at the dictionary. Because the dictionary is letting you know that your actions are not becoming of a Muslim. Your actions is not befitting of one who would call themselves members of that aboriginal, once lost and now found nation, the black nation, especially here in North America. Our ancestors would be turning over in their graves to see you fornicating and loving and making friends with this open enemy of yours, who has robbed and killed, raped and pillaged, occupied and destroyed not only nations, governments, and houses, but people also. The smell of war and destruction, part two. It's all up in my nostrils this morning. Listen to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad further says. The white race has never shown true friendship to us. When they are planning to do evil against us, they offer us a false show of friendship. This is a warning that I'm giving to the Muslims who are embracing this foolishness, especially L. Ron Hubbard and his madness. Muhammad says, the white race, he didn't differentiate. He spoke in generality. And also at the same time, he was specific. The white race has never shown true friendship to us. If Muhammad is wrong, show it to me. But if he's right, why are you falling foolish? You following foolish leadership, right? And it goes and says, when they are planning to do evil against us, they offer us a false show of friendship. So you see them embracing and holding up their doctrines and their little certificates that they've received from their former slave masters. But Muhammad says, the only reason that they're having meetings and council together and dancing together and going to Savior's Day together and doing this and doing that together, he says, when they are planning to do evil against us, they offer us a false show of friendship. You either believe that or you don't. He goes further and says this. All of this ties in with the smell of war and destruction, especially part two. He says, the great work that I am doing in your midst in the name of him who has taught me and who guides me to do his will should be enough for you to know that we have Allah who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad for our friend. I am so happy to know that I have a friend in Allah. Never before in all of my life could I say that I had a friend. The friendship of Allah is the kind of friendship that we all should have. Now we get into the meat and bones of what I really wanted to talk to you about. See, to get to where I need to be at, sometimes, as I say to those who are new listeners, and I'm not just talking to the listeners all the time, I'm talking about to the newer listeners. I may want a sentence, a word, or a paragraph, but I will read the whole thing in its context so that you don't get lost in translation and so that you can know what is said in its proper context so that you can understand what is being said to realize the meaning of it. and not trick you, okay? Now we're getting down to what I needed to get to. He says, regardless to how many there are of us here on Western soil or in the Western Hemisphere, we should all seek Allah. Listen to this. He specifies now. He's not talking about the Allah of the Arabs that spook God who can neither hear nor deliver. Listen to what he says. Regardless to how many there are of us here on Western soil or in the Western Hemisphere, we should all seek Allah. Allah who? Who came in the person of Master Farad Muhammad, to whom praises are due forever for friendship. Not to spook Allah, but the living, breathing man who has flesh and blood. That Allah who can hear, who can save, and who will deliver you if you submit to his messenger. Can't you smell it? Smell of war and destruction is all over the atmosphere today. We go further, and this is what he says. Some of us, not all, but some of us, being ignorant and proud of ourselves. See, that's where you go back to the foolish leaders, right? Because they're ignorant and they're proud in their ignorance. What does it say about foolish? Having or showing a lack of good sense or judgment. Lacking in sense, judgment, or discretion. Absurd, ridiculous, marked by a loss of composure. Insignificant, trifling. That is the definition of foolish. So we go back, he says, some of us, not all, but some of us, being ignorant and proud of ourselves under the false friendship of the devil, think that we are secure under the devil's false power. There is the noise. Here we go now. Now this connects right to our subject. There is the noise of the thunder of war clashing over the whole world of mankind, and it has touched the home of the original man as well. Everybody is fighting for survival. But as I have preached to you for nearly 40 years, the population of your and my black people, our black nation, reaches into the billions instead of into the thousands. The Muslims have not only the friendship of Allah, but the Muslims have the friendship of all black, brown, red, and yellow, or whatever color people there are, or there may be other than white people. Huh? And he excludes the white man because he told us in the above paragraph, the white race has never shown true friendship toward us, right? And the only time when they do it is when they're planning to do us evil. So today we are at the threshold of war on all levels. And some of you can't take this because it's a strain on your nerves. What I believe, what I think, well, we should do this. No, we should follow proper instructions, proper guidance in a time of confusion. That's what we should do. We should not give in to our inner whispering, which is contrary to that of divine. What we should do is have faith in the Lord of the world to do what he promised us that he would do. What we should do is stand on our post until we are properly relieved. What we should do is not allow anyone to cause or make a nuisance on or near our post. What we should do is be brothers and sisters to each other in a time where everybody hates the so-called American Negro. What we should do is embrace each other in love and brotherhood and follow Allah by submitting ourselves to his will as given to us by his last apostle. That's what we should do. Otherwise, the smell of war and destruction will touch you. You can't get around it. It's everywhere. And the devil knows that his world is imploding. I want to play a clip. I wanted to play this on the last show. But time was of the essence, and I feared your patience. And I didn't want to push it. You had given me a little overtime, and I didn't want to push it. I know other people have things to do and places to go. So I try to reach out to you in a way that won't drive you away from it. But I want you to pay close attention to this devil. When I play these clips, I'm not just playing. I want you to pay close attention to what he's saying. But I want you to also pay close attention to how he's saying. And you can tell the confusion, the fear, the disgust, and the dread in his voice. And I often say this to you also. Please overlook these devil's curses, because the devil's, it's not our nature to do this. But it's their nature to do it. So I want you to see them and see the fullness of their nature as they reveal their thoughts on their world and what is to come to their world and why China is after America and all. I just want you to pay close attention to all this thing. But forget the vulgarity or the cursing up in here. But remember that he is a devil. And the devil must do what nature bids him to do. And that is to be unrighteous, okay? Pay close attention to this.
I thought communism didn't work. I thought that we were fighting communism over the past half century or so because it was this great evil. It was this great demon we needed to stomp out. Remember McCarthyism in history? You could just call somebody a communist, and it was like they were Satan. It was a witch hunt. We would throw them in water, tie rocks to them, and see if they floated. We've been fighting this war against communism for years. But then I was asking myself the other day, why is it that communism seems to be kicking our ass? How is it and why is China kicking the shit out of the United States of America? How is it that there's more millionaires per capita in China than anywhere in the world? How is it they've been posting the largest economic growth than anywhere in the world up until now? How is it that the Chinese stock market has doubled in the last 6 months? How is it that China is establishing a new equivalent to the Western-backed IMF in the form of the AIIB that I talked about yesterday? How is it that U.S. allies and hundreds of countries around the world are joining China and this development bank? How and why is the Chinese yuan becoming the new world reserve currency? How the freak is China winning? How is communism working so well? Why aren't more Americans asking this question? And you see, it only goes to show you the propaganda bullshit you've been sold. Not that I'm a communist, not that I'm in favor of communism. In fact, I'm the exact diametrical opposite. I'm a capitalist. I'm a constitutionalist. But I have to admit to myself, being a thinking individual that doesn't buy into the bullshit, China seems to be kicking our ass, eating America, fat ass, McDonald's eating Americans, kicking the shit out of us. I mean, isn't it abundantly clear? Isn't it apparent? How is this possible? The red state, the supposed tyrannical state, although people here in America say, well, America isn't tyrannical, even though they spy on us illegally, anti-constitutionally, sell us on the idea and invade countries under false pretenses like Iraq and Afghanistan, sell us total lies. So how is this possible on God's green earth? Because it's actually what's happening. You know, I talked about a very complex subject yesterday in really a two-part video talking about SDRs, special drawing rights, how the IMF set this up years ago in around 1973, used to be backed by gold, and they took it off the gold standard, kind of like the U.S. dollar, post the collapse of the Bretton Woods system, how this is really the introduction of a new global, new world order currency, whether or not it comes from the IMF itself, these entities like the World Bank, or it comes from competitor banks, these development banks coming and starting from China in the name of the AIIB. This is the new solution. This will be the solution presented to all of us on a silver platter post the economic collapse, post the destruction of the dollar, post these systemic events, these future shocks that we've been living through since 2008 and 2009. Bank of America Merrill Lynch coming out just a few days ago and saying we're living in the twilight zone. And it's really what it feels like. I mean, if you look at the stock market, it's moving and trading in just this little tight, narrow range right now. It doesn't even know what to do with itself. The dollar, which had been on this tear for 6 months, had a strong reversal, sending oil prices higher. And then yesterday actually strengthened. I mean, nobody in their right mind has any real degree of certainty of what's really going on. Outside looking at the fundamentals, the structural fundamentals of this broken economy, this bailout to infinity system. I had a comment yesterday on yesterday's video. I said, Christopher, it's a common misconception that money is created out of thin air. When a bank lends money, let's say for a mortgage on a home, the home is collateral. Yeah, well, the home is collateral for the mortgage, but the Federal Reserve prints money from nothing, my friend. Prints money out of thin air. There's no collateral when the Fed prints currency. And the banks, which are lending out, on these homes and creating these mortgages lend, for every dollar they take in, lend $10. They create 10 mortgages from the $1 supposedly on deposit. And they also have access to the Fed at the open market window at 0% to borrow the funds needed that were created out of thin air in the first place. I mean, look, people just don't understand. It's like Americans really just don't get it. They don't understand the concept that the whole system here in America is an illusion. Ever since we went off the gold standard, ever since the dollar lost its tie to something real, money has become an illusion. The whole thing is a game. We're being gamed by these elitists that tell us they need bailouts, that tell us they need trillions of dollars of new money to support their monolithic institutions that cause these systemic events in the first place. I mean, isn't it ridiculous? Why even pay taxes? I mean, if the Federal Reserve can print currency and money out of thin air, if it can just gobble up $4.5 trillion worth of debt on its balance sheet at the Federal Reserve, why do they need our money? Why even tax us? Why not just print till infinity? Why not just print whatever tax revenues they need? I mean, if none of it matters, if the super leverage is the end goal, why not just do that? You know, people really just don't get it. They don't understand the fundamentals and the structural problems at the heart of this rotten system, of this rotten economy that makes up America today. I mean, we're sold propaganda every single day. Most of us have been sold propaganda, some of you tuning in, for over half a century. Things like communism are evil. It's why we fought Vietnam and lost countless Americans and killed countless Vietnamese. I mean, it really appears to be a total lie, a total bullshit, total farce. China's kicking our ass. Again, there's more millionaires in China now today than there are in America per capita. It's why they're investing like crazy in things like real estate in California and Texas, in New York, in North Carolina. They're kicking our ass. So obviously it looks like, well, the U.S. was wrong. Communism does work. You know, what isn't working in the United States of America is this radical leftist push to destroy our constitutional principles, to destroy our republic. This radicalization of the media that has now made it mainstream to cut your dick off and broadcast Bruce Jenner to millions and millions of people around the world, you know, debating whether or not he should be a boy or he should be a girl. You know, my soul's a girl, my soul's a boy, my soul's an anteater, my soul's a frog. I mean, they even have a new show out with, I believe his name is RuPaul. I don't know if he's a transgender or transvestite or what he is. I know he's like some kind of model. And then he had a YouTuber on, a friend told me about this, who had gone through the full transition on camera. And then there's other shows like Botched with Plastic Surgery, where they had somebody on who was born a woman who became a man, and then became a woman again and became a man, and now he or she or whatever it is says they're not even a sex. He doesn't even identify with male or female anymore. He's just in between. You know, Mark Dice actually brought up a good point post the Bruce Jenner interview. Bruce Jenner said that some, I think it was 30% of those that transition, something in that ballpark, actually change their sexual preference after transitioning. Well, if that's the case, if that's the statistical evidence, doesn't that shoot a giant freaking gunshot wound hole into the whole idea, I was born that way. I was born a frog, so I painted myself green, I live on lily pads, and I eat flies. I mean, it's just unbelievable to me that we have this radicalization of the media. We have this radicalization of our government. We have people like Seymour Hersh coming out and telling us Obama's been spewing us bold-faced bullshit and lies, a Pulitzer Prize winner in regards to the Osama bin Laden killing, that Osama bin Laden was an invalid, literally who could probably barely walk, being held with Pakistani intelligence against his will so we could send a SEAL team in there to heroically kill an unarmed man. An unarmed man. I mean, how many times have we heard America uproar and CNN uproar about an unarmed man, an unarmed black man, this race war that they keep spewing to us? You know, we should be focused on real problems here in America. We should be focused on Jade Helm taking place this summer over several months where they're taking over a large portion of the Western United States. And the mainstream media doesn't even report on it. I mean, we are so far beyond the realm of believability anymore. We truly are collapsing as an empire. While these other countries, communist nations, kick the shit out of us. While we debate how the Constitution, at least spewing from the liberal left, is outdated and needs to be changed. I hear that all the time. Well, that's an old document. You know, that's like a dinosaur, Christopher. We need to change that. You know what? You're the treasonous person if you believe that. So, folks, that's it. It's all bullshit, and it ain't good for you. What you're being spoon-fed from the mainstream media isn't good for you. What you're being spoon-fed from the president, that lying sack of you-know-what, isn't good for you. China kicking our ass isn't good for any of us. And it's all unraveling, this Twilight Zone economy. Did even Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, the bailout king itself admits to the freaking Twilight Zone here in the USSA.
Do you see, this is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said would happen. They would start to unravel, unwind. They would start to swoon because they were not firmly rooted in the message and the messenger of God. And they are seeing their world, their republic, their nation, their culture, everything that they have held dear to them being ripped to shreds, and they are now lashing out at everybody because they see it going on. But notice, 30 years ago, as they profited, they didn't act this way, did it? When we were telling them how oppressive the system was, how unjust the system is, right? How racist the system is, how brutal the system is. You niggas, we've given you food stamps. We've given you housing. We've given you this. Be happy. You get an education next to your white masters. Be happy. Didn't they tell you that? Now that the system has turned inwardly against the true citizens of the republic, which are white people, all hell is breaking loose because they can't stand it. Now, we've been oppressed, depressed, and nearly destroyed by this oppressive system of our opponents and enemies for nearly five centuries. And here it is, the system turns inwardly for 2 minutes on them, and they're ready for a revolution. They can't take what they dish out. And I smell war and destruction everywhere. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us, he says that at the end of America, she will become and resemble more like a dictatorship than anything, right? And the nations would be preparing to take her, and they would have the same type of weaponry that she would have because they knew that this day was coming, and they bided their time to prepare. They bit their tongue when they wanted to say something when America was bombing Libya, when America was bombing Iraq, when America started bombing Syria. They bit their tongue even in disgust and dissatisfaction because they knew that wasn't the right time for them to rise up because they were not fully ready nor capable of warring with the beast. But Muhammad says a dictatorship, according to Merriam-Webster's dictionary. Let us see if what he said is right. Let us use the dictionary's definition of dictatorship and see can we apply it to America according to white people's standards today. It has always been a dictatorship to us ever since we were dragged in here in the holds of ships and then dragged off the ships in chains. But let us look at the dictionary's definition to see if it fits what white people are saying about America. And if it fits what white people are saying about America, then we can go further and see what Elijah Muhammad said would come to America after this, okay? According to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, the word dictatorship means ruled by a dictator, rule, control, or leadership by one person with total power, a government or country in which total power is held by a dictator or a small group. The office of dictator, autocratic rule, control, or leadership, a form of government in which absolute power is concentrated in a dictator or a small clique, a government organization or group in which absolute power is so concentrated, a despotic state. Now, what are the white people saying about America today? That Obama is a dictator, but then they'll say, people pull the string behind Obama. It's this little clique, this little group, this little elite or Illuminati that's behind him that holds all the real power, the secret government, right? But what did this definition say? Autocratic rule, control, or leadership. A form of government in which absolute power is concentrated in a dictator or a small clique, a government organization or group in which absolute power is so concentrated. Now I'm going to go back to what Elijah Muhammad said, and I'm going to ask you, did he lie? All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. That's all I ask. Did he lie? Was he or is he out of time? Is what he's saying and what he has said being proven true? If he's in time and what he's saying is being proven by time, how in the hell can you be out of time and not accept the man who has been on time since the very beginning? Don't you smell it, black man, black woman? I can. The smell of war and destruction is everywhere. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that at the end of this dictatorship, the end of the republic, the end of the nation of America, that the nations would acquire what she has. What is America saying by her Defense Department, her War Department? We are losing air superiority. No, they said we have lost air superiority to the Chinese and to the Russians. We are losing our military advantage to America, I mean to China and Russia. Well, I thought America had no match, no rival in air superiority. Do you remember the last clip I played on the last show when they said China had been studying America's every move since Iraq? Why since Iraq? Because China disagreed with America in Iraq. China voiced their opinion, and America bombed the Chinese embassy in Iraq, killing Chinese, killing the consulate there, right? And China has never forgotten that. And when China disagreed about the Israeli war, that America was helping secretly to bomb the Palestinians and destabilize Syria and destabilize Lebanon, they purposely bombed the UN headquarters where some Chinese people were at, killing them, and then came on TV and said, this was our mistake. Even though they had all of the positioning maps that showed them who was who and what was what and where was where. But they said China has been studying them, their every move since the Iraq War. And so has Russia. And that's why Russia demonstrated to America in the Georgian War, when America had trained, supplied, and even led the onslaught by the Georgians that killed Russian soldiers. Russia was so swift to destroy the Georgian military that was supplied with America's most advanced weapons, Israel's most advanced weapons, NATO's most advanced weapons, destroyed them within 4 days. And it stunned America because they thought Russia was an outdated, old, dilapidated military. Huh? Listen what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us about this, and then we're going to read an article, then we're going to go to some clips. My job is not to please you, not to impress you, not to entertain you. It is to give you the facts as they are and not like we would like to perceive them. Okay? It is to prove. What I'm here for is to prove without a shadow of a doubt that Master Farad Muhammad is our Savior, that his word be is now being made manifest and standing, and that Elijah Muhammad has been and is and will always be 100% right. This is where I'm at right here. And if any of you think you can disprove anything that we say, 347-989-0855. And you'll, when you come, pack your lunch because it's going to be a long, long day. All right? We're still smelling war and destruction. Let's go to what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad says right here. And this is going to address a whole bunch of things in just a little bit, a few paragraphs, okay? It's going to talk about what we need in this dead time, right? And it's going to talk about the weapons of war. It's going to talk about the situation in Europe. It's going to talk about the situation facing America. And it's going to talk about these nations coming out to America with the same thing that America has. First, we'll go to this. The messenger says, today, every kind of deadly weapon is being manufactured to destroy man from the face of the earth. They are all angry with each other, as the Bible prophesies. And the nations were angry. God himself is angry. But the time had come for the dead that they should rise up and be judged according to justice. It's there in your Bible, in Revelation. God was angry. The Lamb was angry. Everybody was angry because the war of the devils were against God and his messenger. God and his messenger were both angry. I'm angry now, and I'm ready to fight. This is why I'm here. I'm out here alone. I come out alone. I don't have any armies with me. My few followers are very weak. Listen to this right here. They have no arms. He said his followers have no arms. So if you have arms, guess what? You have just disqualified yourself as being what? One of his followers. He says, my few followers are very weak. They have no arms. If they follow me to my God, they have the perfect arms. Arms that don't miss. And that's why we're firing nonstop with these economic nuclear bombs, these spiritual nuclear bombs that cannot be averted, cannot be destroyed, and you cannot defend against this truth. It's a dynamic truth that you cannot overcome. He says, save yourself from this war. This is a terrible war. Everyone's throwing at the other one all that he has. Deadly bombs, guns, and everything. They're doing it. They're prepared to do it. If you don't have a savior in this day, it is time to make haste and get one. Isn't that something? If you don't have a savior today, if you think that your Smith & Wesson is going to stop you, stop this devil from coming in your house, you crazy as hell. Not only has he come into other people's houses, instead of coming in, if he know you, he'll just blow you and the house up. How about that? If nations who have well-armed armies can't stop this beast from coming in their nations, how in the hell can you stop him with a Smith & Wesson? Muhammad says, my few followers are very weak. They have no arms. So any Muslim who is claiming to follow the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and yet is a gunslinger or has arms, they're not a follower of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. They're a follower of some kind of bloodbath politics, but they're not following Messenger Elijah Muhammad because you just heard it. But we're going to tie this into something because remember what we said. Muhammad says that in the end that they would have exactly what America has. Well, we're going to see what he says right here. He says, this plane will go above the earth 40 miles to unload those bombs on America. She'll get up 40 miles. You say, oh, we have jets that fly that, right? And Muhammad says, brother, when this plane unloads her deadly destruction, you won't have no planes up there. No, they won't fly up there with your jets. They're going to get rid of your jets on the ground first. How are they going to do that, Mr. Muhammad? They'll do it like this. Now he gives us the process. First thing they will do is destroy all of America's airplane bases. They will also destroy her planes that you see flying around at the speed of sound. They will get rid of them first. How are they going to get rid of them? Listen to this. Good. For those of you who are believing in America air superiority and American air power and military might, how are they going to get rid of them? Muhammad answers, they're going to make her and her enemies get rid of them. She has enemies who have the same thing that America has. They will be made to fight first to get rid of each other, to get rid each other of the other, just about. They will almost kill each other. This is what they're being driven to do now, to do away with each other. Now, let's go to something, okay? This is what is being reported in the Russian press, and this is from America. It says, the headline says, Top Gun. And then it says, U.S. military on alarm over Russia's fifth-generation jet, the T-50. U.S. military and intelligence officials have expressed alarm at the capabilities of Russia's PAC-4 fighter jet, which some say is even superior to its U.S. counterparts, the F-35 and the F-22. Last year, former U.S. Air Force Intelligence Lieutenant General David Deptula told the National Interest that the analysis that I have seen on the PACFA indicates a pretty sophisticated design that is at least equal to and even superior to U.S. fifth-generation aircraft. There is nothing that America has that can gun with the T-50. Do you hear me? What did Muhammad say? This is how they're going to get rid of them. They're going to make her and her enemies get rid of them. She has enemies who have the same thing that America has, right? America touted we have the fifth-generation warplane, the F-35, the F-22. Now she's concerned about the J-16, the J-20, and the J-31 from China. She's concerned about the PACFA or the T-50 from Russia. They have the same things that America has, right? Oh, praise is due to Allah. Brother, I'm telling you. Sister, I'm telling you. Elijah Muhammad's so right, he can't get wrong. We're watching it. It all unfold before your eyes, and you act like you can't see. But we're removing the covering from over your eyes to let you know that God is real, and he is present amongst us today. And he is making his word be stand and become a reality that you cannot deny. It's a beautiful day, isn't it? You can't deny it. You can't deny it. The drumbeat of war continues to build in the background of all that you hear. The drumbeat for war, let me say it again. The drumbeat for war. Listen closely.
Hey, everybody. I'm Christopher Green. You're tuning in to AMTV Alternative Media Television. It's Thursday, May 28, 2015. Where is Russia? Where in the world is Russian San Diego? Where in the world is Vladimir Putin San Diego? Isn't it interesting? There actually was a disappearing act by Vladimir Putin not too long ago that was debated by the mainstream media, the underground, the undercurrent that makes up the alternative media. It's something I discussed. All this tension revolving around Ukraine, this manufactured tension by the United States of America, which of course has a very, very keen interest in this part of the world, as does Europe. Russia basically controlling a monopoly of natural gas and petroleum-related trade to the European Union. Revolution and re-revolution. Whether or not this is Ukraine, or we see this in the Middle East, or we see this in the countless countries that the United States topples through our intelligence agencies, illegally, by the way. In fact, former deputy director of the CIA, Michael Morrill, was getting beaten up by Mr. Hardball Chris Matthews. I was watching a video sent by one of our subscribers, basically talking about how the United States people were lied to by the president at the time, George W. Bush, Donald Rumsfeld, and sold a total piece of bullshit, which ended in our illegal invasion of countries like Iraq. Where is Russia? And why is there an increase in this rhetoric, in this media, in regards to China? The drumbeat of war. War! Why? Why is this psychologically being put in our mind? I'm reading an article here from news.com.au. I'll put up on the screen. The war word is being increasingly heard as Europe, Russia, China, and the United States adopt provocative postures. We've talked about this, how China is building in the South China Sea, these islands which they're currently dredging, that they're using for military purposes, building a landing strip where bombers can take off, where they could potentially house their navy, laying claim to the Spratly Islands, which multiple countries have claim to. I read a tweet yesterday, and this is coming from this article. This is from John Schindler, who said, a senior NATO, non-U.S. GOFO told me today, we'll probably be at war this summer. If we're lucky, it won't be nuclear. Let that sink in for a moment. That's his tweet. We'll be lucky if it's not nuclear this summer. War. Russia. China. The drumbeat to war. Why? Why the increased intensity of this rhetoric right now? Half a world away, the W word was mentioned again yesterday, this time in an editorial by a Chinese state-controlled paper, said the Global Times. If the United States' bottom line is that China has to halt its activities in the South China Sea, then a U.S.-China war is inevitable. Wow. That sounds pretty serious. You can see a map here of the China's island-building projects. Of course, all this ties into the new reserve currency that we've talked about extensively. I've done several videos on the yuan, the urging of people like George Soros to add the yuan to the SDR basket that makes up this diversified basket of currency thanks to the IMF and the International Monetary Fund. Until recently, had been ignoring military overflights of these islands by the U.S. and other regional nations. China is maintaining its stance that its aggressive construction work on disputed islands in Southeast Asia is no different to building highways or public facilities anywhere else on the mainland, such as its determination that these disputed territories are its own. Combined, the increasingly threatening talk is causing many to take notice. High-profile U.S. billionaire investor George Soros told the World Bank last week, if there is conflict between China and a military ally of the United States like Japan, then it is not an exaggeration to say that we are on the threshold of a third world war. More war rhetoric coming from George Soros. Military exercises taking place at the border of Ukraine. Where's Putin? How is it that there's been this disappearing act in the mainstream media recently in this new Cold War with Russia that had been kind of the talking point for months now? And now it's all about China. And the supposition that if this egregious Chinese growth were to falter, this is what people like George Soros are telling us, that the likelihood that China and Russia will form a more permanent alliance will only likely increase our chances for war. Not just a little itty-bitty war, but a world war. I thought all of this was conspiracy theory. I thought it was fear-mongering to talk about a world war. I thought it was alarmist to talk about the obvious fact that China and Russia are gearing up for a war with the United States, a war that I honestly don't think they want. It's the United States that wants the war. It's why they're building this rhetoric. They're building this campaign to prepare the American people psychologically for an impending action, for an impending confrontation. Again, China building these islands in the South China Sea. The war drums building. Meanwhile, billionaire George Soros explained his fears over the South China Sea tensions to the World Bank. If China's economy continues to falter, he said last week, there is a real danger that China will align itself with Russia politically and militarily, and then the threat of Third World War becomes real. End quote. George Soros. He's also been arguing for China to be allowed to join the IMF's international currency market to allow the yuan to compete with the U.S. dollar. Isn't it interesting that there's been this disappearing act in the mainstream media of Vladimir Putin, Russia, our supposed enemy, this new Cold War, and now all the attention is being refocused to China. We had this psychological shift from Russia now to China. Both enemies, according to the mainstream corporate-owned media here in the United States, enemies of the U.S. The rising East, the red giant that makes up China. Keep your eye on the ball, folks. This is all happening. This is all very real. Take George Soros' word for it. Take the IMF's word for it. Take the mainstream media's word for it. They're building the narrative for war. I'm Christopher Green. Get this
now, deal. Black man and black woman, do you see? They are building for war. Now, he said something. He said that he doesn't think that China and Russia want war. Brother, I've had conversations with Brother Gerald and Brother Rashid, and we've talked about this on several occasions, about how they didn't really want war, but America keeps pushing. We've talked about this behind closed doors. But I also said that there will be a time when they will want war. This is the time that they want it, because they see America and her glory today, and they got to take in a prime. Remember that there was a time when they didn't want it, but then they converted and wanted it. Remember Muhammad says about Russia, he says, America and Russia are after each other, right? And he told us that they both of them think that they're smart, and we like them like that. So there was a change in the position from Russia. She wanted to take America because, in her eyesight, America was not the person or the nation that was supposed to be the dominant power. And she has always resented America for her actions. And so today, they are sallying forth against each other. And he said, it's amazing. This is what this devil says. It's amazing that Vladimir Putin and Russia goes missing in the Western media. And now the focus has been on Asia and China. Why? He doesn't understand. See, he doesn't have the messenger's teachings. So his mind is blank on this situation. The reason for that is that the war in Asia must and will and is already starting to take place before there ever is the Great War in Europe. Are you listening? I should hope so. Because Europe will make the war in Asia look like child's play. Don't you see what's going on in the Middle East now? While they're talking about Asia and Russia and Europe, they're deploying more weapons, more troops. Iran is getting ready to deploy more weapons, more troops. Syria is beefing up their thing. Russia is deploying a couple more battle cruisers to the Mediterranean. China is deploying, I think, about 6 destroyers to the Mediterranean. What is this for? There are navies in the Near East that are neither American nor British. They are there. For what reason, Elijah Muhammad? Muhammad says they're there to drive America out. This is what we see it taking place right now in North Africa and the Middle East. God's word is being made whole today. Huh? You thought you could get around it? You thought that you would be able to beat prophecies? But you're sadly mistaken, and you're quickly finding out that God is not cheap, that God is real, and that he will and he has always fulfilled his promise. He's going to deliver you. What? And the sad thing about it, brothers and sisters, you don't realize that all of this is connected to the injustice here in America. All of this is not happening because of the Palestinians. This is not happening because America wants to invade Syria, or America wants to surround China or Russia. All of this is happening because God came to give you a nation. He came to place you back on top of civilization. And the only way for that to be done is to remove those obstacles and powers which stand in your way. So we see war. War. And more war. This is your time. Our God said that he loved us so much that he would kill off nations to give you a home. What's happening all around the world? And it's happening at the end of the grace period of the devil. Why is all of these things adding up? Why are their economies in decline? Why are their currencies dying? Why are their cultures imploding? Why are the nations in arms? Why is everybody headed for war? It is because of you, the apple of God's eye, and the choice of divine. It is because of you that God left all in creation to come after you. Think about how worthy you are that God would get up off his throne and bless you with his presence and give you his firstborn from amongst the dead while men slept. I bear witness that Jesus was raised from the dead. The Jesus of Nazareth is the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I bear witness that Christ Jesus is our Savior, Deliverer, and Leader. And he is Master Farad Muhammad, God in person. It's a beautiful time. It's a beautiful day. And we'll go to the phone lines real quick. You're on the Star and Crescent Report with your cyberspace family, 310. I say unto you, As-salamu alaykum.
Walaykum salam, brother. How you doing?
Brother, I'm doing real good. How about yourself, black man?
Doing just fine, brother, after these good teachings that you have just laid on us. I would like to go and say one thing, brother.
Yes,
as the messenger said in Sages 8:66. If you follow anyone after me, you will be the loser.
I love that quote. I love that quote. Say it again, brother.
If you follow anyone after me, you will be the loser. So if I don't want to be a loser, then I can't follow any one of these would-be ministers. Salaam alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum salam. I love that brother knows that's my favorite quote. That brother knows that's my favorite quote there by the messenger. Whoa. And you don't want to be the loser, especially when God has promised you that you would be the winner. So follow Elijah Muhammad. Stay on. And remember what this devil said a few minutes ago. He says, World War III. The world is headed for war. That's exactly what I read in The Friendship of Allah. He says, some of us, being ignorant and proud of ourselves under the false friendship of the devil, think that we are secure under the devil's false power. There is the noise of the thunder of war clashing over the whole world of mankind, and it has touched the home of the original man as well. Everybody is fighting for survival. Everybody, put on your armament. Gird yourselves. Stand up this day, as God says in the Psalms. I demand it of thee. Be a man and be a woman. Stand on your post till death takes you out of here or till you go to the other side. Be men and women and stand for your people. For if you are ready to die for your people, Allah may let you live for them and with them. Let's go strong, black man and black woman. Let's stand strong, black man and black woman. And together we can help liberate, educate, and uplift 68 million of our kind who are depressed and oppressed in America and the billions around the world. But I can't wait to part three of this Saturday. Brothers and sisters, we go out the same way we came in, and both their names with love. As-salamu alaykum.
For information on our next show, please visit trumpetoftruth.wordpress.com and click on the Blog Talk Radio button. Until we converse again, always remember, no matter how low society may have rendered you, the wisdom of the one true God will lift you on high. May God bless and keep you. The Star and Crescent Report was created and directed by Rashid Muhammad, produced by Nicole Muhammad, and hosted by Rashid Hiram, 1555 Muhammad. Have a blessed day.
That I like the moon I miss. Day to day, the rosy.